Good morning from Thailand. I'm getting around to broadcasting again. The timing of it's been difficult. It's morning here, so there's a lot of activities in the morning, mostly surrounding food, but also surrounding travel. So today I'm in Bangkok. Today's quote is about teachers and students. Specifically, the quote is from the Vinaya, which is actually talking about monastic teachers and monastic students. So there's an official relationship. A monk has to stay with the teacher for the first 5 years of their ordination to learn how to become a monk. And they can change from one monk to another monk, but they have to be with somebody. And that monk has to have been a monk for at least 10 years, and so on. And this describes the relationship, but of course it can be applied in a broader sense to teacher-student relationships in general. People should look upon their teacher as a parent. And the teacher should look upon their student as their offspring. Which, of course, indicates the idea that parents are our first teachers. The first things we learn are almost always from our parents. And much of who we are and who we become is based on the knowledge and the behavior that we pick up from our parents. And this is, in general, at least to a lesser extent, true of the teacher-student relationship, that the teacher affects the student, changes the student. I mean, obviously, but it bears stressing because that's what it means to be a teacher, is that you affect some sort of change upon your student. If you're a bad teacher, you can actually cause damage to your student. You can damage them, harm them. And it's such a strong connection, such a deep spiritual connection, that you're able to hurt. A teacher is able to hurt a student far more than the average person, because the student opens up and is receptive, emulates, and internalizes much of what they receive from the teacher. I think this is why a lot of people are afraid of the idea of being a teacher. It seems like such a lofty thing. I don't like to think of it like that, personally. I'd rather see more people learning how to be a proper teacher, and more to the point is your intentions. If you the only way to be a really bad teacher is to have bad intentions towards your student, to have unwholesome intentions, the desire to manipulate and to pervert. If you have anger and greed and delusion and you pass those on to your student, Just because you have those things doesn't mean you can't be a good teacher. It's a matter of how conscientious you are, the intentions you have towards your teacher, whether they're to intend to encourage violence and unwholesomeness and covetousness and arrogance and all these things in your student. Do you want them to become like you? In terms of the good things that you know, or in terms of the bad things, your bad habits and bad behaviors. Should be taken seriously. It doesn't mean that you should discard the idea that you yourself could be a teacher. It means if you're going to be a teacher, you're going to teach someone, you should take it seriously. Not do it lazily, not do it half-heartedly. But you should be very mindful when you're teaching. Try your best to stay alert and aware and clear of mind and aware of your own emotions and own biases. Careful not to let them encroach upon the teaching. It's a very intimate relationship. It's a very powerful gift. It's a great gift to teach someone something. You should not take this lightly. Of course, the person receiving the gift should also not take it lightly. They should be receptive and mindful and alert, so that they receive it properly, and they understand it properly, and are able to discern the important essence of the teaching. This is how we both, how we all, teachers and students, we will all progress. Buddha's teaching, when you help someone else, you help yourself. When you help yourself, you help others. The teachers are not meant to be thought of as in a different class as the students. They also, teaching is a part of the path. It's what practitioners should do as well. Practitioners should also teach and share and support each other. I don't know if there's anyone actually listening to this, but some of you might go back and listen to it after it's been recorded. Today I'm in Bangkok. I'm here till Thursday. Just staying in the house. Today we actually have a few people coming here to meditate in the house, which is good. It'll be the first time I've taught here in this location. I have a whole house to myself. But today there will be people coming to meditate. It looks like we're moving into a new house in July, in time for the rains. We will have six rooms in the new house, which means we could theoretically hold 5 meditators, but I think we're not going to do that, not right away anyway. We'll try and keep it at 3 at once, and we might allow for 4 if necessary. If we have to, we'll try to keep it at 3 for now. And if eventually we get someone as a steward to come and stay, then we can up it to 4 meditators. 4 meditators and a steward. It's 5 and I'm 6. But that's good news. Not much else. I'm going to try to take a Pali course in the fall at the University of Toronto. And that's more personal than anything. And that's not even a big deal. I probably won't learn much. Unfortunately, I think it's actually a fairly basic level But we'll see. There'll be a chance to brush up anyway on my Pali. Is there anyone out there with any questions? Is there anyone out there at all? Oh, Robin. Hey, Robin. I got one person listening. Let's see, I'll try to be here again tomorrow and Wednesday. Of course, that's wait. So it's still only Sunday for you guys. So Monday, Tuesday for you guys. And then Wednesday night for you will be Thursday morning for me. And I probably won't broadcast Thursday morning because I think Thursday I'm going to, I think Thursday morning I'm traveling to Sri Lanka. My broadcast for today. Thanks everyone for keeping up with the meditation. We're almost at the point where we can move, I think, to our new the new version of the site. Hopefully by the end of the summer we'll have it ready to roll. Thank you all for keeping up. Wishing you all the best with your practice and with your lives.